This is Karen Lyle with SailSport Talk, talking to Walt Ranieri about adaptive sailing for blind sailors.
Any good coach, any good sailing coach is going to tell you, close your eyes and get a sense of where the boat is, how it's heeling, where's the wind coming from. And in fact, a lot of sports, there are moments when you're going to close your eyes to just recenter yourself, whether it's in between a play, in between a pitch, in something to just allow yourself to resettle. And for us blind sailors, it's all about sound, of course. We have audible buoys on the race course, and I mentally prepare a kind of digital map in my brain as to where I am on the course, listening to the buoys, identify with some mental triangulation that I'm on the right side or the left side. And, of course, with match racing, it's kind of like one-on-one, so I need to know where that other boat is, too, because it's trying to make my life miserable.
So, Walt, you have three people in your team. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the blind match racing, there's three blind people on board, no one sighted. And the first time I say this to people, they're like, what? No one sighted? Yep. No one sighted on board. And so we navigate around the course by listening to where the port, which is the left side, the starboard, which is the right side, and the windward, which is the upwind buoy. They each make unique sounds. And by virtue of, see, I'm a little bit closer to the starboard one, I'm farther from the port one, and, oh, I'm below the line or I'm above the line. And then each boat has a sound emitter that says that I'm on port tack or I'm leaning to the right or I'm on starboard tack, I'm leaning to the left. And so I know what the other boat's doing. They know what I'm doing. And sometimes it's a little bit of controlled chaos. Two boats are going right at one another, and there are blind people on board, and they can't see. And those sound indicators really help out to identify who needs to keep out of the way and when. So there are no real adaptations for blind sailing other than the audible marks. You're not tethered. You're on the boat. I do wear a helmet. I'm at the back of the boat, and sometimes the boom swings across. I think that's why they call it the boom. And when I've been, it's called a head strike. I've had a few of those, and I've been very grateful that I've been wearing a helmet. So, you know, for all of you sports enthusiasts out there, you're familiar with those, you know, those moments when things don't go exactly right, and it's good to have the right equipment around. And for sailing, it's pretty minimal. Gloves, because you don't want your hands all ripped up with the lines, and something on your head so you don't get whacked. A lot of your listeners, you don't prepare every day for the worst thing that can happen, but sometimes it does. And the most important thing you need is an adaptive mindset to move forward, because without it, you know, you're going to get stuck. And it's all about as human beings, to stay relevant, to stay connected on the planet Earth with other human beings, you got to keep moving forward.
Welcome back to Sports Byline. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. That music on Tuesdays means it's time to be joined by the co-host of this segment with me, Karen Lyle from SailSportTalk.com. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great. I am really looking forward to our interview today with Betsy Allison from U.S. Sailing and talking about adaptive sailing. You remember our friend Walt Ranieri, who we had as the blind sailor on our show. You got to meet in person when we were still doing things in person before COVID.
Yes. Well, there you are. It's an introduction to our guest. Betsy Allison is with us. She is currently the head coach of the U.S. Paralympic Sailing Program and chair of the Para World Sailing Committee. Betsy, welcome to the show. What does that entail? I know you'd probably need 2 hours to explain everything you do, but in a nutshell, what is it as you do as the head coach of the team?
Well, thanks so much for having me today. I'm really happy to be part of this, and your show is fantastic, so I really appreciate being on. Actually, there's a little bit of a change. I was the head coach of our Paralympic sailing team until 2016, the games in Rio. So I coached the team for about 20 years before sailing was removed from the Paralympic sport program of the Paralympic Games. Although Yeah, so I'm actually the director of adult programs for U.S. Sailing, but I am indeed chair of the Paraworld Sailing Committee, and we're working really hard on behalf of member national authorities around the world to get sailing back in for L.A. 2028. So I'm fully embroiled with adaptive sailing, with Paralympic sailing, and have worked with athletes like Walt and quite a number of others around the world.
Betsy, I'm really excited about your training program where you train U.S. Sailing certified instructors in how to teach when there are adaptive sailing situations. How did you come about creating that program?
Well, funnily enough, Karen, I've always been a sailing coach for teaching as a contract coach for U.S. Sailing ever since the early 80s. But when my own sailing racing career took off, I was invited to coach the Paralympic sailing team at a world championship in Newport, Rhode Island in 1998. And that was the first time I'd ever coached a sailor who had a physical disability. And there were six sailors that I was working with, various amputees, two were quadriplegics, and it was really quite an education and experience for me. Fast forward, to current day, over those years that I worked with a lot of our sailors with disabilities, I had on-the-job education, pretty much. So as I coached sailors and worked with them traveling around the world, I became more and more familiar with a wide range of disabilities and learned how to help construct adaptations to maximize the ability of the sailor on board and minimize the impact that the disability would have on their performance on board. So as a natural extension, we at U.S. Sailing decided to create an adaptive instructor workshop where over the course of 3 days, we talk about everything from establishing an inclusive sailing program to include physical disabilities, intellectual disabilities, PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, the gamut of disabilities, and how to adapt a facility to accommodate a wide range of disabilities, how to adapt different types of boats, because we have found over our course of involvement of working with people with disabilities that any stable platform of a boat can be modified and adapted in small ways to help accommodate a sailor who has a physical or intellectual challenge. So we have shared our experience over the years by creating this workshop, and we're heading out to San Francisco at the end of July. And right now we've got 22 candidates that are taking that course. So we're super excited to come out to the Bay Area and be running a workshop.
Very cool. I also know that you were instrumental in revising, editing the IFDS Disabled Sailing Manual. What were some of the amendments you made there?
Well, we took a lot of information that had been compiled over the years by a lot of groups. I mean, sailability in England and in Australia, the Royal New Zealand Yachting Association, and other organizations around the world. And a lot of the information that IFDS had put together was very fundamental, but as things have morphed and changed over the years, we refreshed the material, we added some fresh content to it, especially from the adaptation standpoint and from the working with people with autism as well. So again, we've just really embraced and expanded that content, and it's all free to anyone. It's a free download from the U.S. Sailing website from our adaptive pages. So we really want people to embrace sailing as an inclusive sport. Quite often, our athletes that are competing at high levels are racing against able-bodied sailors all the time. So it's not an exclusive environment for just people with disabilities. It's really creating that community that Walt was referring to in the earlier piece that you had about getting everybody out on the water together and being able to enjoy an activity fully with family, friends, and each other.
You know, as I was reading through the manual that you sent me a copy of about the training in the adaptive sailing practices for the U.S. sailing instructors, what really surprised me was that there were so many categories that would be considered adaptive sailing, like somebody having diabetes or, you know, other things. And I was thinking about all the people that have been on my boat, which has probably been about 70 over the last several years. And, you know, probably one third of them would qualify, but none of us have ever used the language adaptive sailing or disability or handicap. They're just kind of the things that we just ordinarily just deal with in our lives.
Well, that is true. And when you think about it, one out of every five or six families has a family member that has some type of challenge. And that's what this is all meant to address, to really help embrace people that are developing challenges over time, someone who has a disease progression, people as they get older, people that are, you know, recovering from strokes or, like we said, traumatic brain injuries, veterans that are coming back from service that have, you know, a lot of the silent disabilities where you might not see physical impairments with them, but they have faced a lot of challenges that have altered the way they live their day-to-day life. So we have found that sailing is a phenomenal sport for veterans that are returning from service.
Betsy, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, in the segment about the guest who was a sailor who was blind. Obviously, DMV would never let a blind driver go out on the road for obvious reasons. So what was the pushback when you started saying, look, we can have people blind at the helm? I mean, did the Coast Guard say that's not a good idea? I mean, how did you overcome that?
Well, it's really funny because most of the time the Coast Guard doesn't know that there are sailors that are vision impaired out sailing on the water. That some of our blind sailors are phenomenal boat drivers, and as Walt may have referenced, they sail in two different formats. Sometimes they sail with sighted guides on board, which obviously help them navigate point to point, but other times they are sailing a type of racing that has acoustic buoys, and that's in a fairly confined area. And in between races, a sighted guide will jump on board just to alleviate some of the pressure for them of just sailing around in between races with the marks turned off. So it's not unusual to see a blind sailor out sailing with a sighted guide or a sighted companion on board.
And there are ways in which you can tell what the boat's doing. You can't necessarily, a non-sighted sailor doesn't necessarily see the other boats, but they can feel the direction that the boat is heeling. What are the other things that sailors, you know, if you can tell our listeners what the other sailors can feel, that they would know how to sail a boat even though they can't see everything that's in front of them?
Well, it's really quite amazing. Anyone who has a physical challenge or has lost a limb or whatnot, their other senses become finer tuned. So if you've got a vision impairment and you can't see or you're totally blind, you feel the wind on the back of your neck, on the hairs of your arms. You would smell directional changes or feel the heat of a shift coming off a shoreline. You might hear boats converging and hear the speed of the way the boat changes its movement through the water. You would also be, as you mentioned, very sensitive to the heel, the tilting of the boat on the water. And what I find really amazing with the blind sailors is they are some of the best upwind drivers that I've ever seen because they're not distracted by looking at other boats. They tend to stay very close to the wind and sail with a very controlled angle of heel because of their sensitivity to those the sensory perception that they're getting from the wind and the water and the changes that they're feeling and hearing. And the other thing that we tend to do when we're working with blind sailors is work when you've got a skipper and crew that are both vision impaired, that we work to cadences so that helmsman and the trimmer would be tacking on a count. So, for example, we might say tacking in 3, 2, 1. At 0, the boat would be turning through the wind, and the crew would know as the helmsman is turning the boat on the count when to put their foot across the boat, when to get ready to release the sheet. And through those cadences and working together on the timing, their accuracy of sailing the boat becomes more fine-tuned.
Before we let you go, tell us a little bit more about your clinic you're going to have here in a couple weeks.
Well, it's going to be pretty phenomenal. We're going to be running it down down near South Beach Yacht Club. South Beach Yacht Club is hosting us, and they're adjacent to, I think, I can't remember what number the pier is, but the pier 40. Right next, it's Pier 40, right next to the baseball stadium. And we will be doing not only some lecturing classroom work, but we are, our participants are going to be adapting equipment. They are going to be sailing with simulated disabilities. They are going to get a chance to meet wide range of sailors with disabilities to learn what some of their challenges are. And it's going to be an overall phenomenal 3 days with a lot of hands-on activities. So we hope, I am hopeful that Karen will be able to come down and check it out. And Rick, if you're around as well, we would love to have you come down to South Beach Yacht Club at the very end of July on that last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and come see what we're doing.
Is there a website for more information?
The website would be ussailing.org, and then it's /adaptive. So that would be where we would find information on our website, and that's where the course would be listed in the location.
That's Betsy Allison. Betsy, thank you so much, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you. All right. Thanks again. Have a great day.
All right. And Karen, we'll catch up with you next week, kid.
Okay, we will do.
All right, sounds good. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we have open lines the rest of the way on Sports Byline.